Bargain Bride by Iris Gower. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Charlotte stood on the quayside at Liverpool Docks and tried not to cry as she hugged her stepmother tightly. "Look after yourself, Ella," she said, her throat constricting as she spoke. "And thank you for all you've done for the family, loving us as if we were your own." "It was easy to love you, my darling. I've loved you girls as if you'd been born to me. And it's hard to go away and leave one of you alone." She hesitated. "Fate does have a way of changing your life forever. The palace, the theatre that your dear father owned, changed my life completely. But anyway, you just go home to your Luke. He's a good man, and I'm sure he'll make you happy." Charlotte wasn't so sure herself. Luke, the headmaster at the school, was sometimes proud and arrogant, and there was no passion in him when he kissed her. Charlotte wanted passion. She wanted to be excited by him. She wanted an all-consuming love, such as her stepmother had with her second husband, Anthony. "Go now," Charlotte urged. "I'll be all right." She watched as Ella bustled along behind the children, like a mother hen with her chicks. And a pain of longing tightened her heart. She looked up at the massive ship, towering above.